Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and as you know, I've been on a break for all of January, but we're back now with Community Connections every Wednesday between 12 and 2, and of course on the second and fourth Wednesday between 2 and 3, Choice Tunes. We've got Choice Tunes coming up next Wednesday. But anyway, Happy New Year to you all. I know we're well into the new year, but I've had a good break, and I hope you all have. And hopefully we'll be here right through the whole of this year. And, of course, we will be moving to Healesville probably about the end of February, sometime around there. But we'll keep you in contact with that. But it's my pleasure to have with me today Carol Franklin and also Claire Ransom. And they're from the Riddell Ensemble. Now, we're going to hear all about the Riddell Ensemble. And we're also going to talk about they are doing a fundraiser. We're going to talk about who they're doing the fundraising for and why they're going to do it and how you can be part of it. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure to be here.
Happy to have the both of you along. We want to hear about it. So the first thing I've got to ask you, of course, what is the Riddell Ensemble and how long have they been going?
Okay, the Riddell Ensemble is a group of musicians, and we called it the Riddell Ensemble because we started rehearsing when I lived in Riddell Road, Mount Riddell Road, so it was kind of useful. We've been together probably about 7 years all up. Claire was moved to the area as a violin teacher, and I saw her advertisement and I thought, I'll give her a ring, see if she'd like to join us. I think at that stage we were a trio, so a piano trio. So I'm the pianist, and then we had a violinist and a cello player. So we needed another violinist if we wanted to do, you know, quartet work. So I rang Claire, and she was all on board. She's been great. She's been with us. She's been with us ever since, except for having a year off to have her lovely baby. So sometimes we play as a trio, sometimes as a quartet, sometimes as a quintet. We did play the Trout Quint, which needed a bass player, so we recruited a bass player, and we've actually played as a seven ensemble, so with a trumpeter. So we tend to like to vary.
And what sort of music do you normally play?
We normally play classical music. Yep. So we're all trained in the classical field. So that's our love, and that's our what we know. Yeah, but we try and vary it. We try not to make it too challenging for people who aren't used to classical music. So we have regular concerts in Healesville, and we try and make it accessible.
Sounds good. Claire, what made you, Carol said you were very excited to join the group. What made you join with excitement?
Well, it's always a delight to play with others, and I hadn't been playing in an orchestra or ensemble for a little while. I'd been mainly focusing on my violin teaching. So it was really exciting to have some local musicians to perform with. It can be a little bit difficult living in a rural area to get to know other classical musicians. Yep. So it was really nice to have Carol reach out and invite me to play with them.
So, Claire, when you say that you're doing teaching, do you mean at a school or just private lessons or...?
Both. So I'm a violin teacher. I specialise in the Suzuki method. I teach at a...
What's the Suzuki method? I only know that in the papers.
I can tell you all about that. I teach at both a school and I run my own private studio.
Right. Yes. When you say at school, are you talking about public education or are you talking in a private sort of...
Yeah.
I guess a private school that you teach.
So I've done both, but I'm currently teaching at Caulfield Grammar in Wheelers Hill and Malvern campus. So that is a private school with a really great music program. Yeah, we're very lucky.
So we'll just expand that just for a couple of seconds. So do you teach violin when you teach at a school? Mm-hmm. Do you teach that all day, every day, or is it just a specialist job where you're going for maybe 1 or 2 days a week? Or?
Yeah, so before I went on maternity leave, I was teaching at the school 4 days a week across two campuses, and I was also teaching with my private studio outside of school.
True.
Yes, so like a full-time job.
Yes, I wasn't trying to get at that. I just want to know a little bit about at that school, like how many people would be coming up to your violin, not at your private, mm-hmm. but at a school, how many students would you normally have in a group?
So the method that I teach in the program we're running is a Suzuki string program. So the children come for a private lesson every week and they also have a group lesson. So typically with Suzuki, we always ask the parents to come along to the lesson, which isn't unique to Suzuki method, but it's one of the things that makes it really successful. So we have the parent coming onto the campus, picking their child up, bringing them to their violin lesson. And then also once a week, all of the kids come together for a group lesson. Now, we've got a really big Suzuki program at that school, so we might have 50 violinists in the same room.
True.
Yes, having a group lesson. And there are about 5 teachers, so we're taking turns teaching together, wandering around the group, and then often we'll split off into groups of maybe 5 or 10 students.
See, that amazes me. I would have thought if you were teaching the piano, you wouldn't have a problem getting 50 people along, but to have that many people learning the violin sort of amazes
me.
Yes,
it's a big part of the school culture, actually. So it's great to have that strong string program at that school.
I have to take a break in the next few seconds. Just quickly tell us, what's the difference between a normal teaching and the Suzuki method?
Okay, so Suzuki method is great for young children because they primarily in the beginning learn by ear. We're not also asking them to learn to read music at the same time. So we can start kids as young as 3, 4. I've even started 2-year-old children. And the parents have a great involvement. So they come along to the lessons and they help the child practice at home. So it's like the parent becomes a home teacher. And the third thing that makes it unique is that we also, in addition to the private lesson, as I mentioned before, we have regular group lessons. So the children are all getting to play with their peers and playing a common repertoire.
All right, we've just got to take a quick break and get rid of this frog in the throat. We'll be back.
I love you with all my heart.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And I have with me Carol and Claire, and we're talking about, well, we've been talking about the Riddell Ensemble, but they're also raising money for the Darren Honey Centre. Well, they're not actually raising money for the centre, for something in it. So I've got to get that right. The centre's already built. So one of you, tell us a bit about the Darren Honey Centre.
Okay. I'll start with saying where the Darren Honey Centre is, yep, because I've met so many people who've said, oh, we don't know where it is. But if you know where the memo is, you'll know where the Darren Honey Centre is, because it's right opposite. It's next to the Uniting Church. And it was apparently built by a founding minister who was called Darren Honey, and so that's why his name is on there. And yeah, we've been holding concerts there now for the last several years. There was a little bit of a break during COVID, obviously.
Unfortunately for us all.
And you know, they're normally classical music concerts, and we get a loyal following of regular people. We used to not charge anything for the concerts because it was our belief that we wanted to make this kind of music available to everyone. They might not necessarily have been familiar with it. So that was our aim. But the piano at the Darren Honey Centre was very wanting, I could say.
You should know, you're the pianist.
Yeah. So when a friend of mine told me that she had a piano for sale that used to belong to her father, who was a keen pianist and musician, my ears pricked up, as you can imagine.
So it would have been well looked after.
I said, can I come and have a look at it? What make is it? And so she said, I've got no idea. It's just black and shiny. So I said, great, I'll come and have a look. And I was thrilled to find that it was a good, modern, kawaii upright piano, which very, very sadly her dad hadn't been able to play for quite a while because he got sick. He did actually pass away from COVID. And my friend was, you know, it was her responsibility to kind of fix the house up. And, you know, she had this piano to sell and she didn't really know what to do with it. So I said, look, we would love it because we really need a better piano. Right. And she very, very kindly said, look, you take it and pay for it gradually. I'm fine with that.
Yep.
Which was wonderful of
her. Which probably Dad would have loved too.
Dad would have loved too because he was a local musician. He played in bands all around. He lived in Millgrove and he was playing gigs right up until he got sick. So he was a very keen musician. So we took delivery of the piano, which is another whole story because that was quite traumatic. But anyway, and now we have to raise funds.
We have to raise funds
to pay for it. So we thought, let's play a concert of really light stuff. So what we're going to do is lots of popular things like Over the Rainbow, Wouldn't It Be Lovely,
lots of nice stuff that people will love,
Greensleeves, you know, lovely stuff, and invite people to come along, share some food, listen to our music, and hopefully support our fundraising effort. It's really important that we raise as much money funds as we can because, you know, she's been so kind to provide us with this piano. We've had it tuned. It's looking, sounding beautiful.
I bet it needed tuning.
It certainly did. but you know, everyone's come to the party. Our tuner said he would do it for only the cost of his petrol. So people have been so kind, and I think, you know, the Darren Honey Centre is going to benefit from it in a community sense.
Because is it, like, just digressing a fraction, is the Darren Honey Centre used for other things other than just yourself?
Yes, definitely. Mm. So they have a sing-song once a week.
Are they going to use the piano?
Yep.
I didn't think you'd want them touching it.
No. I've said that's fine. Obviously, they should use it. Yeah. And, you know, if other groups, like if there's a singing group or Claire's music students, she might take her music students there for a group concert.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Mm.
Claire, do you run concerts yourself? Like, I know you're part of Riddell Ensemble, but do you ever have you got another group that you play with as well, or do you only just play as a violinist?
So I'm mostly a violinist. I do play a little bit of viola as well.
Yep.
However, I'm probably not a performing violist, more just for teaching.
Right.
For my private studio, which I run at home in Healesville, right. I do run concerts a couple of times a year with my students. So all of the children get an opportunity to play a solo. We have piano accompanist.
Terrific.
So I am also thrilled that we'll now have a beautiful new to us,
yes,
really good quality piano to accompany the students. Oh. Sometimes we've gone to venues and the piano has really not been up to standard to be accompanying violinists. You can imagine if the piano's out of tune or it's not got a great sound.
Everything's out of tune.
That's right. It can sort of...
And the problem is, I guess, with community groups, unless somebody takes the lead, then you get people in there thumping and bashing away too, don't you?
Exactly.
It's not treated with respect.
Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe we might even have a little sign up saying, welcome to our new piano, please take good care of it.
Yes.
No worries. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig. If you want my future, forget my past. If you wanna get with me, better make it fast. Now don't go wasting my precious time. Get your act together, we could be just
done a few songs out of the 90s today, just something a bit different. We tried to spread it out over the different periods of time. But anyway, welcome back to Community Connections, and we're talking to Carol and Claire from the Riddell Ensemble, and we're talking about a fundraiser they're doing for this piano for the Darren Honey Centre. Now, the main thing is people want to know how to book to have for this extravaganza. Tell us all about it, please.
Okay, well, you can book online. There's a QR code on our posters, or we have a Facebook page. So you can just look up Riddell Ensemble on Facebook, and that will bring that up. Or if you have trouble doing that, you can email. You can email riddellensemble@gmail.com. And so that's DDLL, riddellensemble@gmail.com. If you send an email to that address, you'll be given our bank account details, and you can book that way.
And if you haven't got your paper and pencil, we will give you the details at about 5 to 1. But there is also a try booking too.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Sorry, forgot that.
That's all right.
Try booking, yes.
It's a 3Ws dot trybooking dot com / in capital CFISY. So that's a 3Ws dot trybooking.com / CFISY, and the CFISY are all in capitals.
Yes, I'm glad you said that. Yep, I wouldn't have remembered.
And the other thing is, I've got to ask you, how much?
$20. $20, and there's sharing of food, so finger food. So there'll be a large table with lots of variety of finger food. You just grab a plate, you take whatever you like, and then you sit down at a table and you will be entertained.
And you bring your own drinks.
Bring your own drinks. And we're starting off with AJ Leonard and Jenny, who usually play at Watts River. They often play at Watts River. And they'll be, providing the first set while people find their comfy place.
And you haven't told them the date.
Oh, the date. Friday the 17th of February. I'm not very good advertisement, am I?
So we're only about 2 weeks. Two weeks
this Friday. Yeah, and doors open at 6:30. And we hope that, well, I don't know, hope we could go on into the night, but presumably we'll finish by around 9.
Right. So it's Friday the 17th. At the Darren Honey Centre, which is at the Hillsville Uniting Church, 6:30 onwards. Admission $20 per head, which includes your food, bring your own drinks, and try booking. I'll mention that again, but we'll give you all this again at 5 to 1, which is a 3ws.trybookings.com / in capital CFISY.
Thanks.
Got all that?
That's
so,
it.
And just give us some the Riddell Ensemble's email address again, please.
Oh, yes. It's just Riddell, RIDDELL, Ensemble, ENSEMBLE, @gmail.com.
Nothing
else.
Stop between Riddell and Ensemble?
No. All one.
All right. We'll take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
I'm gonna love you a little bit. Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Welcome back to Community Connections. We're talking all about the fundraiser that the Riddell Ensemble is going to have on Friday the 17th up at the Darren Honey Centre in Hillsville Uniting Church. But Claire, you're going to tell us, it's not, Carol's been telling us about the jazz, and the classical, but there's a bit more than classical going to be on the night.
That's right. So our opening performers will be AJ Leonard and Jenny Rowlands. They're a couple who actually live locally in Warrialik. Now, AJ Leonard is one of the best ukulele players in Australia. He's a multi-instrumentalist, but he's a real pioneer in terms of, he does these incredible arrangements. He's a real virtuoso on the ukulele. Jenny's actually the cellist in the Riddell Ensemble, but she performs with AJ as well. They do these great covers in sort of tropical or jazzy, bluesy styles of songs that people will recognise.
So it's not just the classical classical.
No.
That sounds terrific.
They're great. I've seen them perform at Watts River Brewery, and yeah, very entertaining. Yep. Great to watch.
Sounds terrific. Look, what I want you to do is get your pens and pieces of paper or whatever you want, and let's get some details down. We'd like to get you all along to this event, and let's get this piano played for, paid for, not played for, it'll be played.
From the red gums in the northeast to
That was Carl Kennedy in the Dodge Ute. Now, I think everybody knows I love the old cars, and I don't want to confuse people, so I'm not going to do it now. But if you're listening in the next hour, I know Leanne Patrick and Carl Kennedy are doing a fundraiser for mental health in Hillsville in March. So I'd be happy to, and I will broadcast about it in the next hour. But at the moment, we're all about this big fundraiser on Friday, the 17th of February, the Darren Honey Centre, Hillsville Uniting Church, 6:30 onwards. Now, Claire's had to leave the room, so we'll talk
to
Carol.
That's fine. I also wanted to mention, actually, Claire talked about AJ, Leonard and Jenny,
yes,
who are great, and Jenny is the cellist with us, of course, yep. But we're doing a jazz set as well. I'm doing a piano jazz set, and we're also doing things like Gershwin, Summertime... Jealousy. People will know all those pieces. They're going to be really good, easy listening pieces. So we determined not to do our usual classical repertoire this time because we want everyone to have fun, enjoy the evening, and
you want as many
relax.
People there as you possibly can.
We want as many people there as we possibly can because we need to pay for this piano.
So it's Friday the 17th of February.
Yep.
Darren Honey Centre,
yep.
Which is at the Hillsville Uniting Church, kicking
yes.
off at 6:30 p.m.
And if you have trouble finding it, you have to go up the side of the church, yeah. Up the driveway at the side, and it's just kind of at
the... Is there parking around the back? Would they park?
No, it's best to park at Coles, quite honestly.
Look, <'cause there> are.
Yeah.
Now, admission is $20 a head,
yep.
Which includes your food, bring your own drinks.
Yep.
But now you give us all the booking details again. Please write it down and please support this.
Please write it down. Yes. So if you email trybooking, www.trybooking.com
/...
I then, can't remember these letters.
That's all right. And then in capital CFISY. So that's www.trybooking.com/... in capital CFISY.
That's right.
Now, there are other ways of contacting.
If you're in Hillsville Main Street, you'll see we've got some posters up around the place, and each of those posters has a QR code on it. Now, if your phone will register the QR code, all you have to do is take a snap of that QR code. It will take you straight to the site.
And
no
most
problems.
Phones these days will do that.
No problems at all.
Correct.
If you're not comfortable doing that...
Yep.
Or not comfortable with kind of using internet for money, to transfer money, you can just email us directly. Now, our email address is riddellensemble, RIDDEELL, ensemble, ensemble, @gmail.com. No spaces, nothing. And then we can help you out. We can either take your booking directly and you can pay the money directly into our bank account, or we'll find other ways. I'm sure we can find other ways.
They do need to pre-book, aren't they? There's no
yes.
tickets for sale on the night, is there?
Not really. Yeah. One other thing I wanted to mention. I have got a couple of friends who've said, I really can't come, but I'd love to donate to yeah. your cause to help pay for this piano. And you can obviously do that by the Gmail address, using the Gmail address. And, you know, the piano's going to be there for everyone's use. We're happy for people to use the piano for a good cause, and it's so much better than the one that was there before.
So it's not really being locked up, is it? It's not like... the Riddell Ensemble are saying, well, we want this money, we want this piano, and all of us can use it.
No. It's going to benefit the church, yep. and it's going to benefit the community. So we're very happy if it can be used that way. It does have a lock, but obviously... If you contact the church and, you know, inquire about using it for a good cause or for your students or for whatever... You know, I'm sure they'll be happy to hear from you.
The last thing you want is to pay for this piano and then go in and find kids thumping away at it.
No, they really want that.
It sounds like a terrific night.
Oh, it will be. We're looking forward to it.
And I hope it all goes well.
Thank you.
I've just got to do something else. Just keep talking to yourself for a moment.
Oh, okay. What, me?
Yeah.
Well, we've got a nice program lined up, and I think you'll love it. As I say, we've had a couple of rehearsals already, and it's all going well.
Sounds terrific. Hang on, let me just do this. I'm having a bit of a trouble here. Claire, have you got anything you'd like to say?
Well, we're also going to have a Latin set on the night.
Yes. A Latin set.
So that'll be great. There's some Piazzolla.
Yep.
What else are we playing, Carol?
La Campesita. Who's that by? I don't know. lots of fun music.
In a Latin set, there's no place for the piano, is there?
Oh, yeah.
For the violin.
Of course, yes, there definitely is.
Yes, definitely. Claire, just ask me now. Let me ask you now you've walked in the door. The piano can play almost any style of music. Mm-hmm. We know that. But are there styles of the violin just, like you wouldn't play it in rock and roll? Well, I believe or two have played it in rock and roll.
Oh, absolutely.
I think violin can play any genre. Yeah. There are some limitations. You know, with piano, you've got the chord part and you've got the melody.
Yep.
With violin, obviously, you can only really have one line going at a time. But we can play double stops. You know, we can add rhythm. You can play anything on the violin.
So, I mean, I didn't... obviously, I'm a dummy, but I didn't think that the violin was a very versatile instrument.
Oh, I would beg to differ.
I think you
can play anything. Yes, any melody, any... piano is limited to the keys that it's... the notes that it's tuned to.
Right.
But on violin, you know, we can play anything. Oh, my baby's crying, so I might have to step out
again. That's all right. No, that's all right.
We can bend notes, you know, we can play different styles. I'm just going to step out again.
We'll take one quick break. We're back. Welcome back to Community Connections, and we've had Carol and we've had Claire. Claire's just got a little baby with her and she's had to exit the studio. He was going really well, but something I said upset him because he woke up and that was it. So let's just run part through this. It's going to be a great night on Friday the 17th.
Yep. We're really looking forward to it. We're hoping to raise enough money so that we can at least pay for half the piano. I mean, you know. We're not going to cut it in half. So we might have another one later in the year.
Good if you could pay it all in one hit, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be great. And I encourage everyone to come along because, you know, it's a worthwhile cause and it's going to be fun.
And once the piano's paid for, it's going to be there for years.
It's going to be there, and for all our other concerts. And there are things we couldn't play on the other piano because it didn't have any resonance. A piano needs resonance, you know.
It was just too old?
It was too old,
yeah. And probably been knocked around as...
I mean, it was tuned, but, you know, it didn't have any bass, for instance.
Amen.
Whereas this has got a beautiful bass. And
sounds
so
like
it's going to be
you're great. Really wrapped with this.
So wrapped with it, honestly.
You're really lucky that you got the opportunity.
I know. It was like the stars aligned. I can't believe it.
All these things happen. Claire and Carol, it's unfortunately the hour is gone. As I said at the start of the show, it goes very, very quickly. But again, you go to www.trybooking.com/ in capital CFISY. It's only $20 a head, including food. Well, you can't buy a decent bit of food for $20, and you get a whole show thrown in as well for about 2.5-3 hours, and it's on Friday the 17th of Feb, Darren Honey Centre, Hillsville United Church,
which is opposite the memo. If you get to the memo, everyone knows where the memo is.
Yep.
Park in Coles, walk across the road, up the driveway, you're there.
Park yep. across the road.
Yep.
All right. I've got to go.
Thanks so much for having us.
No worries. It's been terrific having the both of you along. And I wish you all the best on the night.
And, thank you.
We shall hear about it if you've got another concert coming up.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you.